painting to photography, from beadwork to woodworking. KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University presents Artbeat. Artbeat highlights the work and accomplishments of local artists from in and around Winona. Support for Artbeat is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Now, here's Terry Tenseth with today's Artbeat.
On this episode of Artbeat, we visit with Arts Administrator at Winona State University, Kathy Peterson. Kathy recently published her first novel, right here in Winona, with The Bookshelf.
My parents were both very literary, and like my mother used to say, it's just an itch that's got to be scratched. And that's very much the way it is for me.
The title is Summer for the Taking, and takes place in a fictitious town in Minnesota alongside the Mississippi River. Find out what inspired Kathy to write this novel, challenges she faced along the way, and her creative process. I'm Terry Tenseth, and you're listening to Artbeat. Summer is for the taking, and we're going to hear all about it from Kathy Peterson, who just penned your first novel.
My first novel that I've been published.
Aha!
I have three more in a drawer.
Well, it's time to crack those up. We'll get into that later.
We'll
yeah. So this is self-published, or how did you go about it?
I was lucky enough to partner with Chris Livingston at The Bookshelf, and The Bookshelf's the independent bookstore here in Winona, but he also has a small imprint company or like an aside business, a small press, and he's never done any fiction. He's done other kinds of nonfiction books. But I had asked him about a year ago to read, just to be a beta reader for me. I had written a novel about a small Minnesota town, and Chris is extremely well read. Obviously, he's up on of the latest fiction, that's being published. And so I asked him to read it, and when he read it, he said, I've never published a fiction story and a fiction novel. And he said, if it's okay, I'd like to publish your book. So I was like, well, yes, that would be fantastic. What do I need to do? And he has done 90% of everything that's needed to be done. He's done layout. He's, gotten all the print on demand information. How do you get your ISBN numbers? What's involved in doing an ebook edition and all of those kinds of things. So he's been a wonderful partner. Basically, I put down a very reasonable amount of money to pay for the first 300 printed copies. And, I get a cut of those when he sells them. And he's arranging other author talks for me around the state. And it's like having my own kind of literary agent in town. He's been just wonderful.
That's amazing. And, you got to give kudos to him for running a bookstore at the same time while doing stuff like that, because it means he loves what he does and he really loves the art of the author.
Yeah, he really does. Yeah. He treats authors so well. He has so many author readings, and authors who come here, they want to come back. They really love the Winona.
Well.
Yep, they're treated well by Chris, and the Winona literary community is very supportive. And we have a lot of readers in our town, and which is great. Yeah, we had the kickoff on May 22nd, and so now it's out there, which is a strange feeling.
Now, first off, you have a day job.
I do.
Yes, which is arts administrator.
Arts administrator here at Winona State University.
Right. But being an arts administrator means you have your hand in different mediums, and one of them is, of course, writing. So you've been writing a long time.
I've basically been writing all my life. It's my relaxation, my hobby. It's kind of like my artistic outlet. So I love it. I've already started, now this one's done and I'm working on another novel and actually tweaking a play. I just always have to be writing.
So why writing?
My parents were both very literary, and like my mother used to say, it's just an itch that's got to be scratched. And that's very much the way it is for me. I just feel more centered and more focused on life in general if I'm working on a writing project and something just pops into my head, either a setting or a character, and it's intriguing to me and I just have to pursue it. And so that's just how it works for me.
Did it start off with playwriting, poetry, or full-blown writing stories? Like, how did this...
I started out about 25 years ago writing a novel. And I'd written, short stories and that kind of thing when I was younger. So I wrote one novel, and then I wrote another novel, and they both need a lot of work, and I haven't looked at them for quite some time. But then I got involved here in town with Theater du Mississippi, and they gave me the opportunity to try playwriting, which I had never tried before, and I found I really liked it. So I have written a few plays that they've done and one short play that was performed in Rochester. So it's a really interesting thing to write for two very different mediums, but I think they both inform each other. And I've had people who've now read Summer for the Taking say that my dialogue is really, it's very real. You can hear the voices speaking. And I think because I'm a playwright, and when you are a playwright, you're basically writing just dialogue. I think that's helped my fiction writing a lot.
Do you get to break a little bit more rules when you're writing for dialogue? Because there's a lot of grammar that ends up being proper in novels or yes. in technical writing or things of that nature. But when you're talking dialogue and individuals and how we really sound.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Is there a difference there between the novel and the play?
I think so. I think in the novel, I do try and be a little more literary in the way people speak. When you're writing a play, you know, the people are, they're speaking in front of an audience and you're very much in the moment. And I do try and make the dialogue a little bit more, much more natural. And of course, you know, you have people swear. So you have you have to throw in, you know, the idiosyncrasies of the way people express themselves when they're going through various emotions. And most people these days, if they are upset or angry or sad or upset with life or whatever, you know, sometimes the bad language goes. And it surprises people that I write bad language sometimes because I'm not the kind of person that you, Kathy, you have swearing in your novel. Well, yes, I do. Even though I don't, even though you don't see me swearing up a blue streak. Yes, it's how people express themselves and myself as well at times.
Oh, I swear like a sailor. So yeah. Summer for the Taking, what's it about and why did you write it?
It's a novel. It's a fairly short novel, almost more of a novella. It's set in a small Minnesota college town called Burns Valley, Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a smaller town than Winona. It's probably a couple thousand people. But it's about a man who has never enjoyed his hometown, who finds he has to come back to help his mother run the town diner. He's lost his job. He's newly divorced. And it's kind of, he's out of options. So he's not looking forward to coming back to his hometown and doing this. And it's sort of how he discovers that his hometown is actually a place that he is much more a part of himself than he ever knew, and how it reveals itself to him in ways now that he's an adult that he didn't expect. And he finds himself connecting and helping his teenage daughter connect with his own hometown and his mother, the girl's grandmother. So the three main characters are really Joe and his mom and his daughter. The main character was going to be an Irish woman, and then when I started writing the book, Joe and his family, their characters were much more compelling to me. So it became their story, and the Irish woman is just sort of a minor character who's kind of a catalyst for things that happen over the summer, because some bad things happen in town.
So where did this story come from?
I believe that people really can't leave their hometowns behind them. I think where you're born and raised, whether it's a good experience or a bad experience, it's something that's really part of our DNA. And so having a sense of place is important to me in all of my writing. And like I said, it started out with this Irish woman who was going to show up in this small town and open a coffee house. And why is she doing that? So I started writing her story. But then because I set it in a small Minnesota town, the Minnesota characters
took over.
They did. And if you do any writing, or if you're a musician or any artistic kind of a painter, visual artist, sometimes the work takes on a life of its own, and it sort of guides you as to where the work needs to go. And that definitely happened in this book.
Okay. Your process for writing this, when did it start and how did you go about it? Because you have your day job. When do you make time? Do you have post-it notes all over the place? Let
yes.
me inside Kathy's brain.
I do use post-it notes a lot. I think I finished the first draft about 3 years ago, and then I put it away.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got it out and tweaked it a little bit. But I very much use post-it notes. I will be at work, or I'll be, you know, sitting at home reading another book and something will pop into my head. And if I don't write it down, I know it's gone because that's to my detriment. I haven't done that in the past. I'll think, oh, I'll remember that. And then the next day you're like, what was that? What was that idea I had? So I'm very much of a post-it note person. I write in the evenings. I write on the weekends. I tend to write more in the wintertime than I do
in the summer. For obvious reasons.
Because
we're
much busier in the summer and, you know, I'd rather be outside doing things. But an ideal, you know, Sunday for me in the wintertime is just to write all day, either at work or I'll just go and cocoon myself in one of the coffee houses. So
do that. Yep. Mm-hmm. Why did you choose that particular Minnesota location?
I think it's because I've lived in Winona now for 30 or so years, and I really love it here. And I'm from a large town. I'm from Milwaukee, but I feel, and while I know there are parts of that, you know, in who I am, the person I've become as an adult, because I've been here for so long, is definitely part of sort of the Winona psyche. And that kind of intrigued me, and I just decided to set it in a small Minnesota college town and see kind of what would happen. And
did you have to go up there, take a look around, do any kind of research in that way?
A little bit. I did do some of that. I mean, it's a fictitious town, and it's on the Mississippi. You know, mm-hmm. the town is on the Mississippi in the book, and the Mississippi is, it's not a core part of you know, the theme or anything, but it's sort of there in several of the scenes.
So you had to paint the picture a little bit.
Yeah. Which I love. I mean, I love doing descriptive writing as well as just, you know, playwriting. That's the difference. When you're writing a novel, you can really delve into descriptive language, and that's really fun.
What were the biggest challenges in creating this novel?
You always start out really... I always start out really strong. I know where I'm going. And then, you know, things happen and the plot or the characters go off in different directions, and you have to kind of wrap your arms around those. And some things, you know, I should follow that. And other things, it's like, I don't think that's going to work. So you have to do a lot of editing. I write longhand. I don't write on the computer. So I write longhand, and then after I have a decent number of pages, I start typing, and that's sort of my first edit is when I start to get it on the computer. So the hard stuff is editing out things you know really don't support the story or support or sustain or, you know, follow the arc of the characters, or is just, you know, just extra stuff that doesn't really serve the plot, serve the story, serve the characters. So that's hard. You know, you might have a really beautifully written passage about something, but it doesn't really serve anything. So, have to just take that out. So that's hard.
Did you self-edit or did Chris edit some of that for you?
Chris did a little bit of that, but he actually, that was one thing that sort of convinced him to choose this as his first novel. He said, this is just about ready to go, when he had read
awesome.
The draft I
that's
gave
great.
Him about a year. It was, yeah. And I have a daughter who does some part-time editing, and there are some young women in the novel, and I really wanted to make sure that I had their voices, the authenticity of their voices was really important to me. So she read it, and she gave me some really great suggestions. So yes, I kind of had two beta readers who really, really did help the polished product, I have to say.
Right. So Summer for the Taking is for sale at the Winona Bookshelf.
It is. And you can either go in person or order it online from Bookshelf. I think it's bookshelfwinona.com. That's terrible. I should know that. I think it's bookshelfwinona.com.
There's also a Facebook page.
Yes.
If you put in the Bookshelf. Yes. So you
he does
will
have
find
a
it.
Page.
Yes.
Yes.
Where is it going to go next? Are you going to do a tour? Are you going to?
Yes.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. Chris Livingston has many connections in the Minnesota book world, and he has four or five bookstores who've said they will bring me up for an author reading, and we're just kind of trying to work that out with my schedule. And yeah, so we'll make that happen over the summer and early fall. I think I'll make a few trips.
Now, you said you got another one in the works?
I do. I wrote a play in the fall for Theater du Mississippi about Winona in the bootleg era.
The bootleg blues.
The bootleg blues.
Yep.
And the characters have kind of stayed in my head. So I'm doing some research, and I'm gonna turn it into a novel.
Great.
About Winona in the 20s. Yeah. So I'm working on that.
That'll be fun to go back.
It will.
Yeah.
Because I fell in love with all of my characters and I'm just kind of not done with them. So I figured, well, okay, let's write a book.
Let's do that.
Let's do it.
So do you have a deadline in your head or do you not work with those?
I don't work with those. When you have a full-time job and, you know, family and a lot of other activities. So I'm hoping by the end of the winter, by like February or March, I have a decent first draft to show my beta reader folks.
So basically, if people want to find out more information about you, they should go to the Bookshelf's webpage or Facebook page and connect with Chris there.
They should. That's definitely the way to go. I've got a website in the works. I'm not, you know, the most digitally functioning person in the world, but it's just about ready to go. But go to the Bookshelf website.
Awesome. Kathy, if you have any upcoming events, please let us know.
I will.
And thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Terry.
You bet.
Thanks again to Kathy Peterson for visiting with us about Summer for the Taking, her first published novel. More information on Summer for the Taking can be found at www.bookshelfwinona.com and on Facebook at Bookshelf Winona. I'm Terry Tensett, and you've been listening to Art Beat.
Art Beat is written and produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. Visit us on the web at kqal.org.